So does February showers bring March flowers? I thought April showers brought May flowers. Well, it's just Mother Nature's way of saying she's not sure. She's not sure with the global warming. We got plenty of rain over the last 24 hours. Am I starting to sound like a poet? But all of a sudden I did a podcast and I didn't know it. And then with the audio, I started to flow it. And then surely it got finished. And you all know it. You were wondering where the silly side was, didn't you? It's here. I got sleep. I am on my way. Good. What are we on? I think we're on Thursday. Good Thursday morning. The days flow when you're just constantly busy keeping up on things and it just goes. And that's been how our week has been. It's flying by. Can't tell you where the time has gone. It was extremely busy. I am heading to the gym. And this time I'm meeting my dear friend, neighbor of mine. She has swing shift just like Eric. So when she can during the week, give me a text, call me, going up to the gym. I wasn't going to. I was going to use my home treadmill this morning, but I'm like, yeah, you know what? Our baby, beloved baby Blue, and things happen. See, like this happens. I believe the good Lord plants things and changes your schedule and that slate that you have, you know, carefully, meticulously organized sometimes gets quickly changed in a blink of an eye for a reason. We've been trying to get our baby Blue spay, but since she is epileptic, canine epilepsy, which was diagnosed a year ago, we've had some issues arise. So she needed to have surgery. So she had surgery yesterday morning. So we've been taking turns just staying with her, making sure she's okay. Smooth road to recovery. She did really well through the surgery. No seizures or anything. She's on medication. She's been on medication for a while. Probably for a while she will be. They'll slowly try to wean the medication down to see if she will outgrow her seizures. It's very, very common with huskies to have seizure disorder, epilepsy, canine epilepsy. It's very common with huskies. My very first beloved little fur baby was Crystal Blue, and she was part black lab and husky. And sadly, she had passed away due to seizures. As she got older, she actually ended up with seizure disorder. And by the time they could get a handle on things and start on medication, she had actually passed away in her sleep from a seizure. She had a seizure that evening before. So unfortunately, canine epilepsy is very common in huskies. So if you have a full-blood husky, you have to be careful because seizures come in different, you know, they present themselves in different ways. So you have to be very tentative and kind of watch the symptoms in that. If your husky's acting, you know, different, or there might be some symptoms or signs of just swaying of where they may be epileptic or they may become. So surgery was a success, and now she has surgery. We have that out of the way. We've got a better handle on her epilepsy, and she's on the road to recovery. So while Eric is relieving me, I'm going to take some me time, head to the gym, which is very, like I said, keeping active regardless, cancer journey, whatever journey you're on. Maybe you have, you know, dealing with some emotional stress in that. Working out is so therapeutic. It's just so important. My specialists are very adamant and 100% support me getting back and working out and getting to find my passions, continuing to still find hobbies. And I don't know, you know, everything I go through and the hurdles that I overcome just changes me. And I see the world through a different set of eyes. So I'm learning to embrace change and just trying different things that I normally wouldn't. Even with the workout routine, I'm trying different things that I normally would not. Of course, I have limitations, and I will of things I cannot do at the gym and with the equipment. But there's some things I still can do, and I find myself with each week just getting stronger. So like I said, once again, that muscle memory always remains. It will surprise you, really, for those who've worked out majority of their life. So I'm heading there. It's great. Friends are like that candle that sometimes you just need to light. And they just bring point of view, a different perspective of life. Good friends will help you through your journey and be there for you, not be judgmental and just be there for support. So I'm fortunate to continue adding new friends to the friend jar. I continue going to the new church that we attend now with their cancer support group and meeting new women with different journeys. I met a woman right now who's going through breast reconstruction surgery, twice breast cancer survivor. I'm going to plan on trying. She's going to try to meet me at the gym. It's just been great. And you know what's even more great is getting ready to pull up in the gym. And I see Jesus on the side of a semi. So this picture I'm going to take before this podcast is over. Hey. See? Y'all just need Jesus, right? That's what it is. You know, if you're having a bad day, people work off their emotions. They say things. They're judgmental. I'm just going to go back to my amazing spouse, my better half, my support sidekick, comedy sidekick hour, becoming jack of all trades. You cannot control people being judgmental and critical on you. You will never, ever control someone, no matter how hard they are on you, no matter how critical they are on you, no matter what things they say, they twist things, they turn things. Some people just are going to find fault with you regardless. And you know, it's a good thing, you know, I could tell my spouse, you know, you can't control people, you know, you have to maneuver through hurdles in life and learn, and I think everybody learns eventually to kind of put themselves outside their own shoes and look at situations and problems as a third party and how to evaluate and figure out the proper way to handle problems. I always say pick and choose your battles. You know, you have to, unfortunately, sometimes step up when situations just are, you know, detrimental and you have to get a hold of them or a hold of them, handle of them. And then there's some things you just have to sit back. And sometimes, you know, and I do this a lot and I sit back and some folks, I just shake my head. I really do. But I have to remember that people change, evolve and grow on their own time. And that's the hard facts and the God honest truth. Okay. Some people never grow and change and evolve and become one with their adulthood. I've said this before. And sometimes, you know what, I'm saying this to everyone. You can't sweat the small stuff. And small stuff is when people are very judgmental and harsh. And I've said, you could win the Nobel Peace Prize and some people will still find fault with you. Regardless, you could have the worst day in your life and they'll take your worst day and they will twist it around into a fictional thing that they want. They want and they want to see instead of what it really is. And you just gotta, you tell my spouse, you just have to shake your head. You really do. Take all that energy and just keep pouring it into your soul over and over and over again. And you'll find this huge jar of energy from all negativity, everything bad that's happened to your life, and redirect and focus that into something positive. I personally take that and I put it into fitness. I really do. I said, this is going to be an epic year. This is my year. You know, it's a year of change. Blogs and podcasts are very therapeutic, extremely therapeutic. A lot of people don't realize this because you're able to go back and look on situations and trials and tribulations that you've went through. And you're able to say, okay, how did I handle it? Did I not handle it correctly? And then maybe I need to handle it this way. You're able to be judgmental with the person you should be, which is yourself, in order to be a better version of yourself right now than you were just a second ago. Learning right from wrong, evolving, growing, maturing, adulting. I'm like, I tell Eric, you know, sometimes regardless, you cannot change people and people are going to be people no matter what. And you just have to kind of just shake your head, pick and choose your battles very carefully. And your battles depend on what kind of effect they're taking in on your life. If they become harmful, some of your battles, and maybe you need to, you know, seek a third party, whatnot, just in general. Because I'm looking at this trailer, it says Jesus. Because when you live in a little lazy river town, folks, Jesus is number one. If you all ain't got Jesus, you ain't living life. You ain't got life because Jesus. You know, y'all need Jesus. I can't believe I'm seeing this before I walk in to the gym. It's absolutely crazy. Crazy. I guess it's just a sad. Jesus, just take the wheel. Take it from my hand. Because I'm ready to lift some weights. I'll do all I can. That's horrible, wasn't it? Oh, my goodness. You know what? Have yourself a great, what are we on? Thursday morning. Find Jesus. Don't take life so seriously, or parts of this podcast, because really, I'm a spiritual person. We shouldn't make fun of, well, shouldn't make fun of Jesus, because Jesus is part of our life, right? Jesus is a season. Aren't we getting into Easter? What's going on for a podcast? Have yourself a splendid Thursday. Don't forget to find a reason to laugh and smile. There's way too many of them in life. Learn to take critical, harsh judgment from others and just go ding, right off your shoulders, because that's the healthy way to do it. Don't worry about what other people say. Worry about the number one person in the mirror, and that is you, and making sure you're your happiest yet. And don't forget Jesus.